We are up to Simin Tov Tes Zayin Sif Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing. Hama'arav l'shnei yomim tovim shel Golias, o l'shabbos v'yontif. Somebody that makes an error for 2 days in a row, be it the 2 days of Golias, or on Shabbos and Yontif, afal pi shehu erev echad l'ruach achas l'shnei ayomim, even though it's one erev in the same direction for both days, you've got to know that the Erev was there Ben Hashmashes of both days. Which means, don't think that that's only halacha when you have two separate Erevin. Even when you have one Erev, and you're using that for 2 days, you've got to know that it was there at Ben Hashmashes of the second day to use it. Ketzer huose. How does he do that? Molicho be'erev yontif o be'erev Shabbos. You bring it there, erev yontif or Shabbos, whichever comes first. Umachshich olof. And you're there at sunset. V'not lo be'yodo. And then he can take it by hand. Ubolo, and he comes with it. Im ha'yolel yontif. If it's yontif, you can carry it. If it's Shabbos, you can't carry it. Ulamachar molicho lo samakom enicho shamat shetechshach. Va'ochlo imayel leil Shabbos, and if the second one is leil Shabbos, you can eat it already. Omavio imhamayontif, or you can take it away altogether if it's yontif. Shabbos you can't carry it, but at least you can eat it. Mipnei shein shtei kedushas ve'enam ki yom echad kedei shenom leil rishon kana erev l'shnei yomim nech leil rishon kana erev l'rishon. Yeah, no. So we do not say that we do not say that it's all like one day. The halacha is if you take it away from there, you have to bring it back ben hashmashes. Nechal ha'erev barishon, kana erev l'rishon, ve'ena erev l'sheni. What happens if the erev got eaten up on the first day, so it won't work for the second day? Erev baraglav barishon. Let's say he went there in person on the first day. So achlar baraglav b'sheni, he has to come back and do the same thing the second night. And you shouldn't say anything. On Yontif, you're not allowed to say that you're doing it for tomorrow's Erev. You don't make a hachonim by saying this is that by Dene Ruv it'll be mutter for me to go tomorrow. You're doing it looks like a hachonim. It's a declaration of hachonim. Now, the Mishnah Brura, going back on what we saw in the Mechaber before, that the person has to bring his Erev back on the second night. He asks, why does he have to bring his Erev back on the second night? He's there, so he's being Ma'arav Beregel. Why do you have to bring an Erev with you? So he says the case was through by a shliach, that a shliach can't be ma'arav with you for you beregel, but he could be ma'arav for you with food. Now, what happens if somebody wasn't ma'arav on the first night and he wants to be ma'arav on the second night? He wants to be ma'arav on the second night. So that would be a case. Certainly, he can't make an Erev on the second night with pas that he didn't have the first night. Because you have to declare this is an Erev, and that you're not allowed to do because of Achana. But if you make an Erev Barishan, b'machol, imrotz la'ar barag lo b'sheni, harei ze Erev. Imrotz la'ar b'pas, tzorech la'ar b'osa pas atzma, she'ir ba barishan, she'in tzorech lo merklum, Shekvar kor shem erev imkein ena mechin klum. So let's say someone had an erev on the first night and now wants to make an erev for the second night. He has a choice. He can either bring the same pas over or be ma'ar baraglov. But to be ma'ar with new pas, he couldn't do. Now the Mishnah Brura speaks out that all of that is like Shabbos and Yontif, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But when you're dealing with stama Yontif sheni, you can make a t'nai. If the first day is chol, so you can make an Erev on it for the second. If the first day is Kodesh, then the second day is Chol anyway. So there you could. Now, what happens if somebody was ma'ariv bedibur for the second day, so he did a ma'isa hachana, there b'diyeved will say that it's chal. Not so. What happens if he used new bread? There he's not koni even b'diyeved.